Steve Hothersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, let's go through a couple of bands. I tell you what, just so you can get ready for your ones to watch, I'll quickly rattle through a few of the ones that we've had in this year that I think have been absolutely excellent. I mean, all of you who've been able to come in the studio, superb, thank you. So from the likes of Alan O'Hare, Alan Triggs, Bad Habits, Baltic Fleet, Banners, Carl Ruddy, Cheap Thrills, Chris from Silent Sleep, Daisy Gill, Hegarty, Hex, Idle Frets, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, Johnny Sands, Married to the Sea, Michael Bennett, Natalie McCool, Owls, who else we had? We've had Sankofa, She Drew the Gun, Stephen Langstaff, Suede Brown Sugarmen, T Street Band, of course, Black Jackals, Jacobins, a few more, Kulaks, Ragamuffins, Shipbuilders, Xander and the Peace Pirates, Zen Project. There's just a few.
Done all right, haven't we?
Absolutely unbelievable.
75% of them have been to the Monday Club as well.
Have they?
Yeah, I recognise a lot of them.
But the quality levels of them as well, Ian. It's astounding me this year.
You don't get that in Nottingham or Dob. God bless them. You know, they've got other qualities, I'm sure, as cities. But in Liverpool, there's just so much music, you know. And people come into the city and they can't believe it, how much music there is.
Yeah.
I tell you what, then. Let's have a look at three to watch for this week.
Yeah, I just wanted to do three people to look out for next year who I think are going to be really, really big. The first one is Louis Berry. He's done well this year, but I think he's going to be absolutely huge. I know Lizzie is producing today. He's a big fan as well. So I wanted to play a little bit of Restless by Louis Berry, and I'm going to try and get him in next year as well.
And I know you just need a little love for free. A little space, a little time to breathe. But I'm not you know that I'm just restless, baby. Don't you know that I'm just restless, baby. Without you.
It's a voice, isn't it? You only hear a little bit. It's amazing, isn't that voice?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. He's from Kirby and... yeah, he's got every chance of doing really, really great stuff next year. So good luck to him, man. As I say, I'll try and get him down because he's a nice fella. Next band is a band called Circa Waves, who've done pretty well already. They brought out an album in 2015, did well, but then they've just brought out this new single, which is quite a different change of sound. It's a lot more rockier. And so I think if this song's anything to go by, then the next album they do could be even bigger. So again, Liverpool band, look out for them. But this is Wake Up by Circa Waves.
Bit of Circa Waves.
Yeah, Wake Up, that's their brand new single. It's going to be from an album which is coming out, I think, in March next year, so look out for that. I think they'll do really well. And the third one's a band called Harm. You mentioned Chris McIntosh before he came in when he was doing stuff with Silent Sleep. This is his new project. They've had interest from pretty much every label in the country and things like that, just biding the time a little bit, but they've started doing gigs. They played at Liverpool Music Week, which I mentioned before, and they were absolutely amazing. So I think they're going to do really well next year as well. So this is Harm with two A's, and I think the song's In the Wild.
A little story about Harm. So I didn't realise it was Chris's band.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the week, I said to Matty, and I'd heard them, funny enough, last week off something online. I said, "Oh, get in touch with them, invite them in." Not realising
Chris. That's right.
Absolutely. So you might just wanted to get him in the new. He's probably thinking, "Why is Matty not recognise who I am?" But they sound absolutely brilliant. But listen to the full song.
Fantastic sound. Brilliant band. So I'm sure they'll come in. But yeah, just three bands who I think will do really well. But I'm sure there'll be someone else who maybe I've not even heard yet. Who'll kind of come out of nowhere, because that's what happens sometimes in this grand old city.
Okay, I'm just going to play three clips of three bands that did come in. So put the headphones on, just tell me. I mean, obviously you'll remember these, Gibbo, but so this was Natalie McCool.
I had a dream last night, the world on the upside. I wanted to let go, I wanted you to know that the arrow in my side has been there all my life. It's hard to cut things clean, but but we'll do it as a team. Let's build a fortress, and we'll hold up the wall.
That was in my top three performances of this year.
Was that Natalie singing in here?
That was Natalie in here. How good was that?
That sound was brilliant, wasn't it?
I tell you what. I was about to say, what amazing production.
Well, that's Radio City Talk for you. No, that was in my top three. That
she was
incredible.
One of the first ones to sing, wasn't she, live? And then, so great.
She drew the gun, also.
Can't believe what I'm reading when I open these sheets. They got police getting busier, cleaning up the streets. Because that's what we need now to make the place neat. Take the homeless man's rags, no sleeping bags, no place to sleep. Because we're far too civilized around here to see an unkempt human being. Broken human being, open up your eyes. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Yeah, misplaced, made to feel disgraced. Human being, what? It's not enough to just pretend that you don't see him. You can't stand the sight.
Now, they've had a big year, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. And I told the story when they were around. She drew the gun with Louisa, who I've known for years. And I remember booking a festival called Farm Feast. And I booked it all, and it was 12 till 6. And then she got in touch with me and said, oh, can I play, John? I only live around the corner. So I went, yeah, go on. We'll put you on at 11 o'clock. So put on at 11 o'clock, and then she was great, and then this year she played Glastonbury. So it just shows, you know, really, like, how quickly it can happen for bands, really.
Do you do the Glastonbury thing?
I played at Glastonbury, yeah. And we did. It suited us down to the ground, the sort of music we play. You know what I mean? It was because we took the big band down there, so it was insane. What a remember of it, obviously.
And the final one for me, I thought, do you know Xander and the Peace Pirates?
Yeah, I know the lads, yeah.
Do you not think they're just... Yeah, yeah. It's pure entertainment,
oh,
isn't
great,
it?
Yeah.
It's a bit of Xander.
And I am finally free. Another fire is running like it's never been.
There you go, that's a little taste. That was my sort of top. I love all the bands that came in, but that was my sort of top three. I just really enjoyed
it. It's really eclectic, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
You know, what a mix. All sorts of different things coming out of the city.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.